It's a busy election season in Vermont, and today's Congressional Corner, Rich Clark of the Castleton State College poll tells Alan Chartock that while Vermonters aren't afraid to toss incumbents, Senator Bernie Sanders and Representative Peter Welch are likely to hold their seats.
Rich Clark, in your role as professor of political science and pollster, I wonder, we've had so many Vermont politicians here on WAMC. We love Vermont, important part of our constituency. And so, you know, I wondered, you have a number of very important elections coming up. Want to tell us about them and whether anything looks like it could be dangerous for any of the incumbents?
Well, I think two of the more exciting races are going to be in the primaries. We have one in a Republican primary now, Randy Brock, who is going to be challenging Shumlin.
Shumlin, the governor, for those few.
Excuse me.
No, it's okay.
Governor Shumlin, yes.
Yeah.
He's going to be challenged by a local businessman publisher from Rutland here. So this is the first announced challenger for the Republican primary, because until this point we had talked about the Randy Brock Shumlin contest, and while I'm pretty sure Randy Brock is going to be the Republican nominee, you know, at least now there is a challenge, and he'll have to spend a little bit of time focusing in the primary. On the attorney general side, T.J. Donovan, who is state's attorney from Chittenden County, is challenging the current attorney general, Sorrell, and that is has the markings of a pretty highly contested race.
Have you done any polling on those races yet?
We haven't yet, no. Our primaries will be in August, and I think we'll get some done this summer.
Now, how about Bernie Sanders? Is he in trouble?
I don't think so. I think Sanders, well, we have, Sanders is up this year, and of course, in our congressional election, Peter Welch. Neither one seemed to be heavily challenged, and I'm pretty sure that both of them are going to be able to walk to victory. We had such a close gubernatorial race in 2010, and Peter Shumlin beating Brian Doobie by the thinnest of margins. But I think with two factors, one, that Vermonters generally give their governor a second term. We are one of only two states that has only a two-year term for governors, but the second year is almost a guarantee. At least history has shown that out. So he has that, and the fact that he responded so well in the wake of Irene, and he was just everywhere in the state. I think Peter Shumlin is probably going to have an advantage coming into re-election in November.
But Vermonters aren't above picking a Republican governor, even though they have these outstanding Democrats as senator and congressman at large for the whole state.
Not at all. Internally, we are a competitive state. It's gone from Democrat to Republican since the election of Philip Hoff in 1962. You know, after Hoff, we had a Republican and Democrat, and it switched back and forth with every administration.
So nobody can be too comfortable.
I don't think so.
So I wanted to ask you something. You mentioned the two-year term, and
mm-hmm.
I'm fascinated by that and wonder, because I know there's a move to make it a four-year term.
Right.
The advantage 2 years is, you know, you got to be sharp all the time. And the disadvantage is you got to raise a lot of money and, you know, you got to spend a lot of time running for office.
That's right. And we polled on that back in late February, and we just asked people if they would favor the idea of moving to a four-year term. And the majority of the public favors that. Not surprisingly, Democrats tend to favor it more than Republicans, and I say not surprisingly because you would think the party in power, of course, always thinks, well, it's going to favor our guy, right? But we still had a majority of Republicans that favored the idea.
Mm-hmm. One of the things about Vermont I'm sensing is that citizens take interest in their government in a way that may not exist in other places. Am I just whistling Dixie there?
Well, first off, Vermont's love to have that image. Town meeting day is important, but I mean, if we have to be realistic about this, town meeting day is still a small percentage of the
sure.
population coming out. But it's a vocal population. I don't think our turnout rates are much higher than any other state, but we do have that connection through our local politics.
Right now, there's a huge fight going on. The Democrats are obviously relying on the idea that on Obama's watch, Osama bin Laden, you know, got killed. And after all of the trying and rhetoric by the Republicans are sort of fighting back now and saying he shouldn't be talking about this. What do you think?
Well, to take that off the table as an issue would be crazy. This is politics. Of course, the Republicans, you know, it's always convenient to say politics ends at the water edge when it's not working to your advantage. Clearly, it is a case that Mitt Romney has limited foreign relations experience. Foreign policy is not going to be his strength. It's not what he's going to run on. And to the extent that they can take the issue off the table, that works to the Republican advantage.
Is this something that with the right kind of advertising, with the right kind of repetition, as in the way in which these ads do it, mm-hmm. could be turned against Obama?
I'm not sure. Even in the best case scenario, people don't vote on foreign policy issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's enough to establish yourself as credible as the leader of the military and as leader of our foreign politics. But beyond that, this isn't going to be an election about foreign policy.
It's going to be an election about jobs, right?
Absolutely.
And as the economic news waxes or wanes, therein might go the election.
I think there's a lot to that. Political scientists love to build models. You have you have those who believe that the campaigns don't matter. It's all about the economics and the modeling. But, I'm not in that camp. I think campaigns matter. But looking at what gas prices, if gas prices start to stabilize and we can continue to bring unemployment down a bit, the president has something that he can put out there in his stump speeches.